Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Giesen. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The DH, Len Matuszek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Thornton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Steib. And now, play ball. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Gedman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Giesen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Matuszek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matuszek for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stibe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons who is chasing the ball. Fernandez reaches third base with a triple. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullenix hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Stibe covering, for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is hit by the pitch. Jesse Barfield pinch runs for George Bell. Len Matuszek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barfield. The throw from Gedman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Len Matuszek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszek is 0 for 1 in the game. Matuszek strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Lou Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesse Barfield now playing right field. Lou Thornton now playing left field. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stibe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullenix hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons bunts towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Mosby moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to third for the out. Upshaw moves to second. One out. Len Matuszek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszek is 0-for-2 in the game. Matuszek takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to third. Barfield moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Witt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Blue Jays. Bruce Hurst now pitching. Ron Shepard pinch hits for Lou Thornton. Ron Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee strikes out. Gedman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lee out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Shepard now playing left field. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Garth Eorg pinch hits for Rance Mullinix. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eorg moves to third. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eorg scores. Mosby moves to third. It's 7-0, Blue Jays. Mike Trujillo now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Mosby scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Blue Jays. Len Matuszek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Matuszek hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws to second. Lee drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Lee. Hoffman scores. Boggs moves to second. One out. It's 8-1, Blue Jays. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Shepard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Trujillo covering, for the out. One out. Ron Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard is 0 for 1 in the game. Shepard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.